Tammy Bobrowski produces our Monday morning segment called What We're Reading.
In my father's office, cluttered with ash-dusted stacks of books and papers, medical and workshop tools, and messy piles of bills and empty envelopes, is something that has been hidden away, undisturbed, for nearly 50 years. Mere weeks from now, someone will yank too hard on the bottom drawer of the military gray file cabinet, pulling it out all the way onto the floor by mistake. Underneath where the drawer has been, my brothers and I will discover a fat and faded Department of the Army manila envelope we have never seen. Across the top, in our mother's handwriting, the whole story. That's from Catherine Madison's new book, The War Came Home With Him, A Daughter's Memoir. It's what we're reading. The hardships experienced as a POW are unimaginable to most of us. The effect this has on their family is no doubt painful as well. Writer Catherine Madison captures this experience in her new book, The War Came Home With Him, A Daughter's Memoir. Madison tells the story of how her father, Doc Boyson, spent 3 years in a North Korean prisoner camp where he withstood the camp's unspeakable inhumanity. This is a two-person story, though. What was it like to be the daughter of a man who had to live with the ghost of his experience? What kind of father did this make him? As the truth of her father's past unfolds, Madison returns to a childhood troubled by her father's secret torment to consider in a new light the telling moments of their complex relationship. John Sanford fans will be happy to hear that he's got a new book out. The former Minnesotan and New York Times bestselling author's latest book is Escape Clause. It's book 9 in the Virgil Flowers series. Flowers is an investigator with the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension who must investigate the strange disappearance of two tigers from the Minnesota Zoo while negotiating his ever-turbulent love life. With most books set in Minnesota, it's fun to see how the author incorporates our landmarks and cities into the plot. Among the many in this book, you'll find mention of Mankato, Uptown, Apple Valley, the St. Croix River, and strangely, the McDonald's in Norwood, Young America comes up a couple times. Escape Clause is a thrilling adventure set in the familiar locales of home. And now we hear what some of our listener readers have been reading. Mary Jo has read The Oregon Trail, A New American Journey by Rinker Buck. It's a true tale of two brothers who in 2011 revisited the Oregon Trail, traveling from Missouri to Oregon in a covered wagon. Mary Jo says it's a fascinating history, sociology, and life story. In this heightened political time, Craig is rereading Jesse Ventura's 2008 book, Don't Start the Revolution Without Me. Craig likes Ventura's approachable way of writing about politics. One of our current discussions on our What We're Reading Facebook group is Comfort Reads. What books do you read or maybe reread when times are tough? Some of the books mentioned were Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice, Animal Dreams by Barbara Kingsolver, the Betsy Tacy books, and poetry was a really popular choice as well. I personally take to the classics. Not only can I find comfort in the predictability of the story, but I also find that with each reread, I'll find something new about the story and how it relates to where I am in life. What books comfort you? You can join in on this conversation on our What We're Reading Facebook group or by emailing us at comments@kaxe.org.
What We're Reading is made possible by the Legacy Fund and the citizens of Minnesota. Join our community of readers. Search What We're Reading on Facebook.
Look up here, I'm in heaven.